Welcome to Poems From Here. This is Stuart Kestenbaum, Maine's Poet Laureate. In this weekly series, we'll hear poems about Maine and New England by poets from Maine and elsewhere. Poems From Here is a project of Maine Public Radio and the Maine Writers and Publishers Alliance. We're supported by the Maine Arts Commission. Today, I'm reading an excerpt from the book Stuart Little by E.B. White, one of Maine's preeminent writers who lived in Brooklyn. This reading from Stuart Little marks the last episode of Poems From Here, a project that was started 4 years ago on Maine Public Radio, thanks to Charles Beck. And we've had excellent support by the producers of the program, starting with Jonathan Woodward and Roddy Nickpour and Lucy Suchek, and of course all the writers from Maine and elsewhere who contributed poems to this series. Thank you all. Stuart is a mouse born into a family of humans, the second son of Eleanor and Frederick Little, and lives in New York City. He becomes friends with a bird named Margalot, and when Margalot flies away, Stuart goes off on a quest to find her. At the end of the book, Stuart meets a telephone repairman by the side of the road and has a conversation with him about which direction to head in. The repairman speaks first. "There's something about north," he said, "something that sets it apart from all other directions. A person who's heading north is not making any mistake, in my opinion." "That's the way I look at it," said Stuart. "I rather expect that from now on I shall be traveling north until the end of my days." "Worse things than that could happen to a person," said the repairman. "Yes, I know," answered Stuart. "Following a broken telephone line north, I have come up on some wonderful places," continued the repairman. "Swamps where cedars grow and turtles wait on logs, but not for anything in particular. Fields bordered by crooked fences, broken by years of standing still. Orchards so old they have forgotten where the farmhouse is. In the north, I have eaten my lunch and pastures rank with ferns and junipers, all under fair skies with a wind blowing. My business has taken me into spruce woods on winter nights where the snow lay deep and soft, a perfect place for a carnival of rabbits. I've sat at peace on the freight platforms of railroad junctions in the north, in the warm hours and with the warm smells. I know fresh lakes in the north, undisturbed except by fish and hawk, and of course by the telephone company, which has to follow its nose. I know all these places well. They're a long way from here, don't forget that, and a person who is looking for something doesn't travel very fast." "That's perfectly true," said Stuart. "Well, I guess I better be going. Thank you for your friendly remarks." "Not at all," said the repairman. "I hope you find that bird." Stuart rose from the ditch, climbed into his car, and started up the road that led toward the north. The sun was just coming up over the hills on his right. As he peered ahead into the great land that stretched before him, the way seemed long, but the sky was bright, and he somehow felt he was headed in the right direction. That was an excerpt from Stuart Little by E.B. White. All of the poems in this series are available at mainepublic.org for listening whenever you like or to take with you as a podcast. Special thanks to Robert M. Chuten family, as well as Phil Steele and Francesca Galuccio Steele for supporting this program. Poems From Here is produced by Lucy Suchek. The music is by Chris Moore. Gibson Faye LeBlanc manages permissions. I'm Stuart Kestenbaum. Thanks for listening.